The end of winter takes weeks or even months in the Northland, but we can make the process at least seem a little shorter. Gardening magazines help us envision the warm loveliness of spring and summer, and cleaning out old birdhouses and building new ones helps us both envision and provide for the lovely creatures that will carry warmth in from the south. Most cavity nesting birds that winter here excavate their own holes, which they use for winter shelter, too. Woodpeckers are designed to build cavities, as are nuthatches and chickadees. Chickadee beaks look tiny and weak, but they pack a wallop. Chickadees each maintain their own personal roosting cavity, and when mice or other creatures steal one, the chickadee has to start over. Unfortunately, a couple of foreign invaders, the house sparrow and the European starling, never ever build their own cavities. They aggressively steal them from other birds. Starlings are amazingly successful even against big birds like flickers and red-headed woodpeckers. Many people wonder how a relatively small bird can take on and even kill such large species, but it's all in their mouth. The muscles in most bird mouths get their strongest action when shutting, making it easy for parrots and grosbeaks to crack open hard seeds and nuts. Anyone who's ever been bitten by a bird knows how powerful these muscles are. But starling mouth muscles are oriented a different way, so they pull the mouth open. This insect eater feeds by sticking its sharp beak into the soil and forcing it open, exposing subterranean grubs and bugs. When a starling usurps a flicker's home, the flicker doesn't dare argue the matter, or the starling will stab it and then flick its beak open to inflict the same kind of fatal damage as a cop killer bullet. House sparrows are known to kill both adult and baby bluebirds and swallows to steal their homes. So when we build bird boxes, we have a responsibility to discourage these pests. Carol Henderson, head of the Minnesota DNR Non-Game Wildlife Program, is author of a great book of plans and suggestions for birdhouses titled Woodworking for Wildlife. He suggests keeping pests out of flicker boxes by building the box with a hinged top and stuffing it all the way up to the top with sawdust. Flickers are primary nest builders. It's easy for them to scoop out the sawdust, while starlings and house sparrows don't have a clue how to clear it all away. Make bluebird and swallow houses with a 1.5-inch hole. Not even the skinniest starling can squeeze through. Unfortunately, sparrows can still get in. Most people with bluebird trails check their boxes periodically and toss out sparrow nests and eggs. Sparrow eggs are easy to recognize. They're mottled brown, while bluebird eggs are soft blue and tree swallow eggs are snow white. House sparrows and starlings are not protected by law. Some people believe sparrows and bluebirds should coexist peacefully, but as Carol Henderson writes, if house sparrows are successful in catching a female songbird in a nest box with its young, it will kill the whole family by pecking their skulls open. I personally wouldn't have the heart to kill a baby sparrow, but I don't mind tossing out their eggs. This is the ideal time of year to get started on building birdhouses. One swallow may not a summer make, but a pair of them in a birdhouse will sure make your summer a pleasant one. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.